Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now where somebody...
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now when somebody starts arguing me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of the team right here on the Joe Messina Show. Later, 855-GO-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. That's really what you need to be. You really do need.
We're back. Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GO-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be, as I always say, part of the solution. So you're not part of the problem. It's the way it works the best. You already know that. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you spend on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting with us. Look, head over to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. You know, Mike Liddell has made it a way for you to get quality product, not spend a whole bunch of money. Isn't that nice? Did you hear what I said? Not spend a whole bunch of money. And then that way there, you know, great gifts. Mom's Day is coming up. Have you checked out anything? Have you checked out the stuff that Mike's got there for your mom? Your wife? I know, MyPillow sounds... No, they got some great product there. Robes, slippers, comforters, all kinds of things there that you know, would make great Mother's Day gifts. You know, if she's got, you know, some women love their dogs, love their cats. They've got gifts for dogs and cats. You can get them for the... Look, you make everybody happy in one shot. What's wrong with that? Right? Okay, this is now I'm starting to get some real information here. So, there's been three major explosions reported in... Oh, I'm going to screw this up. Isfahan, Iran, where the Iranian nuclear facilities are located. And these are massive explosions reported today. It's considered to be the primary location of the Iranian nuclear weapons program. The explosions were also reported in Syria, Iraq, and Iraq on Friday. You know, the Israelis aren't going to go away easy. Iranian media is also reporting that there were explosions. And they were heard south of Tehran. Jerusalem is reporting simultaneous explosions in Iran, Syria, and Iraq. And it's not the first time that the nuclear facility has been targeted. And then, you know what? Israelis going to go for it. They're going to go for it big time, and we need to get out of the way and let them do what they do and do well. Protect themselves, protect them people. Wouldn't it be great if we would, if our administration would protect us as well? What do you think? I mean, I think I'd fall over backwards if that actually happened. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right, the speculation. See, I have no proof yet. That's what I'm saying, speculation. That the race in the White House is going to be marred with votes from illegals. Yeah, that's right. The liberal Arizona voting laws have paved the way for non-citizens, whether they're legal or not, to register for and cast a ballot in the 2024 election. This is where the Republicans need to be out in front of this early. They need to be all, they won't be because they're always slow to the table. Right? They need to be out in front of this early, very early. We'll see what happens. No guarantees here. As it stands, liberal Arizona voting laws have paved the way for non-citizens to vote. The Gateway pundit spoke to a retired U.S. Air Force Master Sergeant Nick Cupper. He's one of the several state legislative candidates vying for the seat in Arizona. Now, while the voting laws do not affect his run for office, he's gravely concerned about the upcoming presidential race. In Arizona, Cupper said that even if the state can't verify whether you're a citizen, people can still assert that they are and vote. Now, they're not supposed to vote in Arizona elections. They can still vote in federal elections. Think about that. Let that sink in for a second. In an April 16 post, Cupper pointed out that in 2020, Biden got 73% of the federal-only votes. Trump lost Arizona by 10,000 votes. There are now over 32,000 federal-only voters in AZ. Think about that. Now, I know they were looking to pass a law, which I don't even understand. I can't believe that our founding fathers were open to have non-citizens voting. That's why you need originalists on the Supreme Court. Right? Because you know, you have to look at what they had in mind. When they were setting that Constitution up, they were setting it up for the people of this country. Why would they use terms like illegal aliens? Yeah, they use them. Why would they use terms, as foreigners? Because they made a distinction between who were citizens and who weren't. I mean, my God, George Washington actually made the statement that he didn't believe you could be a true patriot without believing in God, a true patriot of this country without believing in God. That's how far he was willing to go with it. Just to be, and they are. They're going to. Why do you think we have all the people here? They're going to push to take this vote with illegals. You know it, and I know it. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more on the Joe Messina Show when we return.
Have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732, come on, 556, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. You do that by getting informed. You know what I love to say, right? Don't be them. Make sure that you have the information right, that you get the information from the right people, that you step out on the real information, the right information, seriously. And in that way, then we can't be called them. Right? And make sure you have it, because when you got the information you need, then it's great. Because the other side looks at you and they don't know what to do with themselves. They start scratching their heads because they have no clue as to how to rebut what you're saying. Rebuff, excuse me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Anyway. And when you look at what's going on, we were talking about the race to the White House and how illegals are going to have the ability, in Arizona anyway, because of the way the laws were written there, for illegals to be able to vote. And there's no way on this God's earth that anybody could put up a fight that the intent of our founding fathers, right, putting this country together, making this country, you know, different, making it a republic, a constitutional republic. They didn't do all that to allow people to come from different countries, socialist, communist, whatever, to come here and vote out of nowhere. And I really believe, I think, what we should do, once we get rolling and get things, you know, squared away, you've got to have a state constitutional convention or convention of states. And there has to be a couple of simple issues there. And it may be too late because we're so infiltrated. But there has to be some kind of law, some kind of something that says, hey, you have to be a citizen of these United States to at least vote the federal laws, if not the state laws. Now, the states can make their own laws. I get it, what have you. But even something as simple as which was brought up that under the federal statute they can do, that they can put it together so that only American citizens can vote, and especially in the presidential elections, congressional, Senate elections. That should be it. Now, now the congressman for Arizona, also ready for Arizona, also recognizes there's thousands of bad actors, many deceived immigrants trying to do the same. Now, they include drug smugglers, sex traffickers. You know, think about the cartel, the amount of money they can pour into this election, probably more than Soros and China combined. But think of how they can pour money into this because they don't want you to put up a wall, right? They don't want more border patrol. They don't want more police in the inner cities. They want to be able to move their drugs along, move their stuff along and get paid for it and make bigger bucks. Come on, think about that. Now, even those coming here legitimate, or that want to come here to make a life for themselves, then do it the right way, like my family did. See, you can't be throwing at me and go, yeah, you're one of the white guys who are born here, everything's about. No. Right? My family's from Italy. Right? One side of the family's from Sicily, one from Italy. Okay, they were not considered white folks. We do today, but not then. Right? They were scum. I mean, think about it. The Irish, the Italian, the Germans. They were not held in high esteem. Neither were the Asians. So for you to run around talking about how white privilege has been around forever, yeah, then you're not being honest. You're actually being disingenuous with yourself and others around you. Now for Cooper, this is an invasion, like the rest of us. He pointed out that the Biden administration has done, and they've done absolutely nothing to curb the massive flow. All they have done is keep prying open these doors to let more and more and more people in. And it can only be one reason for that. Right? Voting, Congress people, and so on. I don't know what the exact number is, so don't hold me to it. But, you know, when you're talking about potentially another 15 million plus people in this country, legally, and the census is taken not based on your legal status, which is all another one. We've got to change it. That means you're going to get they are going to get more Congress people because of the population explosion. And that's exactly what they want. They want more power in the Congress. Although it's going to be the wrong power, it's going to come in the wrong way. And it's just not right. You know that. deep down inside, you know that, but the end justifies the means. I think it was a recent survey again by, I think it was Pew. It said like 27% of Democrat voters said they wouldn't care if they had to cheat to put the right person in office. I mean, what have we done to society? But integrity is gone. Statesmanship is definitely gone. When you have a bartender that's a Facebook sensation or a social media queen can get in, that's a problem. And don't give me that stuff, well, the young people wanted to represent them. No, they're not all like her. And others, too. No, in all seriousness, look at some of the people in Congress today that know nothing about government. They know nothing about the law. Everything they talk about from the heart, like their heart matters and nobody else's does. And yet, we're the nutjobs. Look at the infighting. Now, you could say that the Democrats have got all this infighting going on, and they do. They're fighting very much about what to do and how to do. But also look at what they get done. It's just amazing. He went on to say that they were encouraging them to come across the border to vote for Joe Biden. I mean, to come over with Biden t-shirts on. They're doing it in your face. Right in your face. They're like, go ahead, try to stop us. You can't, Mayorkas. They proved that he's deliberately is not enforcing the law. And looking you straight in the face and saying the border's more secure when they're pouring in. And he has no answer. And that was a whole game the Senate played. But what I'm going to say to them, because they've already been bit by one of their stupid moves. Remember, when we get in there, we can use your move. You can't. Well, they will. They do. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show.
Have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in a witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Republican Mike Johnson appears to need Democratic support to advance his foreign aid package. The House Speaker intends to schedule individual votes on aid allocations for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, along with a separate bill concerning the border.
My philosophy is you do the right thing and you let the chips fall where they may. If I operated out of
fear over a motion to vacate, I would never be able to do my job.
Some conservatives caution Johnson of potential consequences if he continues with his current strategy. Two out of the seven seated jurors in President Trump's hush money criminal trial are being dismissed from the panel. One was released after inquiries into his arrest record, while another was excused due to concerns about media exposure of her identity. Google is firing 28 employees following protests over labor conditions and the company's contract to supply cloud computing and AI services to the Israeli government and military. John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was worried.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-SHOW, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. I want you part of the solution, because when you are, right, you get in, you encourage me, you help me out. Yeah, you do. Anyway, always a pleasure. All right. Yeah, if some of you watching can see what's going on. El Salvador, maybe we should model ourselves after them. Yeah, 365 days without a murder. 365. Israel hates them. I mean, not Israel, I'm sorry, liberals hate them. They hate their president. He just chomped down on it. I mean, it was the murder capital of the planet. And he went in, and he transformed it in a matter of days. It's now become one of the world's safest countries to be in. But he's despised by the liberals. When he won re-election in a landslide, liberal media outlets ran headlines stating that democracy had ended in El Salvador, and that the country had become a one-party state. However, El Salvador is not Cuba. Bukele did not eradicate opposition parties, nor did he imprison them. He didn't seize control of the press. Instead, he delivered on his promises. He made the country safe by locking up the criminals. President Bukele, I guess, claimed that his country went 365 days without a murder. And while the exact number has been called into question, funny how we'll call that one into question, but we won't call the fact that Hamas is telling us that it was what? 32,000 Palestinians killed by the Israelis? Really? Seriously. And while the exact lowest number rate has been, it's the lowest it's been in 30 years, nobody's interested, right? They want to blame him for it. They want to make it look like he's lying about it. Anyway, it's irritating as heck because now this guy's doing something good. People in this country are very happy. And it's indisputable fact that the country now has the lowest murder rate that it's seen in 30 years. It plummeted by 70%. What did he do? He enforced a law. Right? I mean, that's serious. So now it only stands at 2.4% per 100,000, making it the second lowest in the Americas, just behind Canada. And the liberals hate it. Why would you hate that? No, in all sincerity, why would you hate it? In 2022, after a gang war resulted in deaths of 87 people. Did you hear me? 87 people over a period of just 3 days. He took action against the crime. He had, I love it. He pretty much had it at that point. And he constructed the country's largest prison, the Terrorism Confinement Center, with a capacity of 40,000 gang members. Yeah, put them together, let them off each other off. As out of gratitude for restoring peace to the country, the voters reelected him with an 85% of the vote. Although the human rights groups, they were not very happy with him. Right? They live in a safe, wealthy Western nations. These people live in Beverly Hills, California. Right? They're the ones that... I just love this. Right? They're telling him, they're telling in their interviews that what he's doing is wrong. So apparently, again, the left shows you how much they don't care about safety. They don't care about you. They don't care about your kids. Isn't it interesting? They know what to do. The logic is flawless. Only gang members have gang tattoos. If anyone else gets a gang tattoo, they'll be killed by the gang. It's really that simple there. If you got a gang tattoo and you don't belong to a gang, you're done. So why would anyone get one and walk around with it? Now, they'd be killed for giving gang tattoos or signs. I didn't know this, but additionally, the guy who gave the tattoo would also be killed. Now, part of the initiation of joining a gang is to commit a serious crime, often murder. Once they become a member, though, their full-time job is to commit crimes. Anyone with a gang tattoo is a gang member and has to commit crime. It's really that simple. And the president said, look, here's the bottom line with it. They're very easy to find because this is what they're doing, this is what they have to do, and this is what they look like. Now, in the U.S., we don't make it a crime to simply be affiliated with an organized crime, gang. Now, to secure a conviction, there would need to be proof that the person committed a specific crime. However, that system, right, works for a society like ours, or kind of like a society like ours. In El Salvador, they're not having it. And the people, now, see, some of you are already saying, that's communism. That's a dictatorship. I don't agree with that totally. You look at El Salvador, you look at how bad it was, you look at the murder rate there, the crime rate, and this guy comes in, doesn't shut the paper down, doesn't shut down the journalists like an Obama and Biden have done. Remember, some of you have forgotten already that Obama administration was considered one of the least transparent administrations that we've had in decades. And that was by CBS, NBC, ABC, DFG. That wasn't by right-leaning sites. It's amazing. And not letting certain people in the press room under Obama. So again, be honest with yourself. Don't swallow the party line. Be honest with yourself. Well, that president came in, he declared a state of emergency in 2022 that he's renewed a couple of times. Now, it suspends constitutional rights of gang members only. That's all he did. Right? He bypasses the corrupt courts so the judges can't let these people free. And that's what allowed the criminals to reign for decades. They had the judges in their pocket. Since he's taken office, they've had almost 80,000 gang members arrested. And only 7,000 have been released. The rest is still in jail. Now, according to data from human rights groups, there have been 78,000 arbitrary detentions. Arbitrary detentions, right. Right? This is likely because that group considers pretty much all arrests to be arbitrary in this case. Yeah, don't you find this amazing? The fact that these people feel comfortable, they feel safe now. They don't care about the group. That group doesn't care about. They only care about the rights of the criminals. They only care about the rights of those guys that ran around in those gangs. It wasn't like they were hanging out in those gangs and were the cleaning people. They were doing stuff. Now, the rights groups were also upset that approximately 102,000 people are now deprived of their freedom in the country, disregarding the fact that these people are criminals. Additionally, they are upset that the prisons are overcrowded by 148%, which is absolutely true. The prisons are not pleasant. And the same person we're trying to avoid. We're trying to make our prisons like they're weekend getaways. They were never meant to be that. They were never meant to be a comfortable place. You get the magazines in the men's prisons. They get the magazines that they want. They get to watch what they want. No, it was supposed to be a place you didn't want to come back to. We've made it a clubhouse. I'm telling you, man. You keep going down this road, you're not going to recognize this country in just a few more years. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. I'll be right back.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that. But I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
The thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's going to happen.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. I always say that because I want you to get informed. Once you get informed, I don't care. Yeah, do it. Do what you want with it. Use it, don't use it. Maybe use it, whatever. But it will help you get the message out, strengthen people. We have had people, I want you to just switch parties, but they switch ideologies. They switch ways of thinking. Because they get the truth. And we all know the truth will set you free, right? That's simple. Yes, simple, stupid. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I told you about this earlier. Thank you. Whoever sent me the link to this, thank you, thank you. Several states lost access to 911 emergency call services the other night. Now, many, many, many residents in those states, remember, not one state, not just an area, but a multitude of states. I think it was Nebraska, South Dakota, Texas, Nevada, and others. They experienced emergency service outages from around 10 to midnight, 2 hours. Now, authorities in Texas said the outages were due to an outage with a major cellular carrier. They didn't go any further with it. The outages were first reported in Las Vegas, which caused the Las Vegas Police Department to urge those needing emergency services to dial 911 and dispatchers would call them back. Okay, well, that's interesting. But, yeah, when you think about it, all those people, pretty much, we've become so dependent on that in case we get in trouble. And, you know, some of you should keep the regular phone number up there, just in case, because that would have gone through. Multiple states lost access to the emergency dispatch. When you called it, it basically did nothing. Now, in Texas, the city of Del Rio Police Department said that the outage was because of an outage with a major carrier, but they said what I said. You could dial. I know you could just dial the regular number. Now, the reason they said that if you call 911, the dispatchers could see incoming calls. See, it wasn't going through to their phones, but they could see the calls coming in. And then they could call the numbers back afterward. But it didn't just happen on its own. Come on, give that some thought, right? That doesn't just go down in that South Dakota, Nebraska, Nevada. Really? And these aren't normally linked to each other, is my understanding. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I so much appreciate, like I said, the time you spend with me. Always good. And, God, you know, I want to finish up quickly. I figured I was done with it, but it's just bugging the stuff out of me. You know, about the crime rate in El Salvador. And I'm sitting here thinking to myself, okay, you're worried about their human rights being violated. These are people that kill others for the $20 they have in their pocket. I'm not going to say because I don't know who's listening at this time, but, I mean, seriously, the amount of damage that's done to these people, to these families, and you're worried about their human rights. What are we seeing here in this country? We're seeing the same thing happen. Right? We've got killers, people that have been deported several times because of the violent crimes they've committed, sometimes murder, come back in, get state aid, right? They go to jail or don't go to jail, or their past crimes are kind of overlooked. The Border Patrol agents are talking about it. Nobody's listening to them. Well, some of us are listening to them. We just don't have the power to do anything about it. Some of you on the streets, some of you voters, you don't believe any of it because your party's telling you it's totally different. And we always want to believe our party before we want to believe the people that are actually on the front lines. If you're a Kamala Harris fan, I'd love to know what she's going to do her duty to God and country and actually secure the border as well. Remember, he was sending her to the border to make sure everything was going well. I think I can count, if I lost two fingers in an accident, I can count on one hand how many times she's been there. But has she been to the right place? I mean, even when Biden went down, he didn't go anywhere near where the action was. Looked good to him. Just amazing. State of emergency, he declared 2022 for the president of El Salvador. Helped him get everything in line. I'm not suggesting we do a state of emergency in this country necessarily, but give the states the ability to do what they need to do and reimburse them or give them the help and support they need to get this under control. Because frankly, I mean, remember, the feds have dumped a bunch of these people in the inner cities, in the inner part of the country. And whether you want to hear this or not... The shocking lesson we learned from all this, especially in El Salvador, is if you arrest all the bad guys and you keep them in jail, and if those who remain free are made to believe that crime has consequences and jails are horrible places to live, guess what? The streets become safer. They don't want to be in there. It's just amazing, right? Now, he did go, he had been visiting schools and had his own little town halls, what have you. His mantra was that, you know, cutting the government down to size was the right thing to do. There were a lot of government workers that were laid off and or fired. Right? The money isn't there. The money isn't there, period. He waged a war on government debt and a waste. He told school children that abortion is murder. He's pro-gun, and he's considering deploying the military to take on the gangs. Right? So he's willing to do something to take this on. He's not making any excuses, right? It's just amazing. Anyway, liberals are claiming that there's a frightening move towards fascism in Latin America because two of the 32 countries now have a president who's not socialist. Right? Right? What's his name? The other bright spot is President Javier Milei in Argentina. Liberals hate him, too. I wonder why that is. The ones that give away everything that are okay with crime, okay with criminals, the media love them. But when it comes to actually putting people in jail, you know, presidents that will step up and do the right thing, the media hate them. Makes sense to anybody else? I mean, again, maybe I don't see it, because I'm just not the sharpest knife in the drawer here. Is there some way to save this? Is there some way to save the mindset that, you know, all that letting crime run rampant is good? I just have to ask, because I don't, honestly don't know. Maybe it's above my pay grade. 855 Real Joe. 85. I'm really not trying to be funny. I don't know any other way to put it, but I'm really not, trying to be funny with it. We really got to make changes. We really got to do it different. And the biggest part of this, we got to teach our kids what the reality is. Teach them about taxes. Teach them about economics. Teach them about safety. You got to reach the young people. Joe Biden and team are doing it, right? They're trying to pay off the kids' school debt, and the Republicans are in the way. SCOTUS is in the way. It's terrible. Well, let me see. So some Israel airstrikes, they're still continuing on Iran. Iran said it activated its air defense over several of its big cities. Let's see how it starts to pan out. We're not getting much from them yet. Unless you hit one of the stations on television. But you can do that in a few minutes when I'm no longer on the air. You want another side of Biden is leading the country into ruin? Guess what? You don't need this kind of sign, and it's sad that it is, but some states are now handling the problem better than others because foreclosures are rising across the nation. Right? The simple explanation for this is that more and more and more people are struggling to afford the cost of living. Now, you heard the jobs report. You heard all this garbage last week. And what you don't realize is they don't give you all the details and the real numbers. And when I say that, was 27% of those jobs created last week went to non-Americans. Yeah, let that sink in for a minute. Right? A large portion of those jobs that came in were part-time jobs. I mean, for all intents and purposes, the majority of the jobs that went out in that jobs report didn't really help us that much. And remember that the part-time jobs, if somebody's trying to feed a family, there's two. Not one, two part-time jobs, right? Joe Mazzini, your host. Hey, God bless, guys. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me tomorrow, right? Take it easy. Breathe deep. Grab a cup of coffee.